Stephen, I'll ask you the same questions I asked Stuart McCall to start with. Does that feel like a defeat?
Yeah, it can do. Obviously, I thought we played really well today, you know, especially second half. We put the pressure on. We got in good areas. We created chances, and just unfortunate that we couldn't see it out today.
As far as the goal is concerned, James Meredith scoring with his head from a couple of yards out. You're smiling about that. You know, the football's gone mad, isn't it? We've seen the fullback, a left back, scoring with his head from 2 yards out, and a drone all on the same day, stopping play. First of all, the goal. What's he been saying in the dressing room and that celebration that he was doing, which I couldn't decide whether it was a funky gibbon or a funky chicken.
I'm not too sure what he's doing with the celebration, but or in the box, to be honest. but no, that's Meza. You know, he's up and down all day, and you know, delighted for him that he got his goal. He's been brilliant since he's been here, so you know, delighted for Meza that he got his goal, thoroughly deserved.
What about the drone? Have you ever seen a drone at a football match?
No, I haven't. No, that was a bit strange. Obviously, when the referee stopped the game, he was wondering what he'd stopped it for, and then obviously pointed to the sky, and there were two drones. So, a bit of a strange one, but I thought the lads coped with the stoppage really well, really professionally. I thought once we started again, thought we were on the front foot, and as I say, kept putting that pressure on and getting good areas.
Yeah, it could have sort of seemed to have come at the wrong time, because you were battering them, but without, and then shortly after it, you did score.
Yeah, it was. As I say, you know, it did come at the wrong time, but even after we restarted again, I thought we started from where we left off, on the front foot, putting the pressure on, winning first and seconds, and getting the ball in good areas and creating chances.
How disappointed were you with their equalising goal? Because it was a slip, I think, from Vance Lowen. You're in close vicinity, but it sort of just fell to the kid, didn't it?
Yeah, as you say, he's just slipped and it's fell right to him. And you know, it's a great strike. I think it's just took a deflection off Nat as well, so you know, it's a little bit of luck we need, but you know, disappointing that we couldn't see the game out, but certainly plenty of positive that we can take from today.
We're the only unbeaten side as well in the league, but obviously the draws, we need to start turning them into wins. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, obviously we'd like to turn the draws into wins, but I think if you look on today's performances and recent performances, I think you can see that it's coming. You can see the lads working hard, working together. We're playing some good stuff, we're mixing it up. And I think you can see us you know, really knocking on the door. So, you know, we've just got to keep taking the positives from the game and, you know, take that into next week.
And it's been a massive following next week, going to Bolton. It's kind of the game everyone's been talking about. And I know you're really close to Phil, and you know, I did quite a decent bond as captain and manager. Are you looking forward to seeing him again?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it'd be nice to see them, but you know, once we go there, you know, we'd be looking to get one over on
it's business,
you know,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is, exactly. And you know, once we go there, we're doing everything we can for Bradford City and for this football club to keep progressing and you know, keep fighting for those 3 points.
I know you enjoyed your time in the commentary box, but what's it like being back on the pitch? And a bit sooner than maybe you thought as well. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling good. You know, it's nice to be back out there.
As you better say, than being up here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always nice, especially to come back into the side when the lads are playing well. And, you know, really enjoyed coming back into the side and, you know, training every day and playing as well. But, you know, the competition's there. You know, the competition's there in every position. And, you know, that's healthy. That's brilliant for the lads. It's brilliant for the club. And that's what you want to see.
A Macca breathing down your neck, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, that's what it's all about. It's everyone pushing each other along, working hard in training. You know, keep raising the standards and, as I say, keep those standards there, and you know, that can only be good for everyone involved with the club.
We've seen Billy Clark limping away. Yeah, how is he? Because he was really in the wars out there today, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. You know, Billy's been brilliant for us, and you know, the type of player Billy is. If players can't get near him, they're going to try and kick him. And but you know, he keeps going right to the end, Billy. And but I think he's all right.
Is it bruising, or is it something more severe? Has he just got a bit of
no,
bruising?
I think he'll be fine. He's a tough one, Billy, as well, isn't he? So, but no, as I say, he gets kicked week in, week out, but you know, just picks himself up and he goes again. And you know, he's a big player for us.
Jason touched on next week when you go to Bolton and the close bond that you had with Phil Parkinson. Have you been surprised with some, almost the vitriol that has come out from some City supporters towards him since he left?
No, obviously in the time that he was here.
Two Wembley appearances, you know.
Yeah, did all right, didn't he?
Yeah, as I say, he'd done well for the club. And, going in the right direction. But you know, for everything that he's done, obviously I think the fans will be thankful for that. But you know, they've left and they've moved on to other things now, and now we look forward to the future. And you know, that's with the gaffer and Kenny and Banksy. And you know, we'll do our best now, and I say times have changed, so you know, come the weekend we'll be doing everything we can for the 3 points.
Finally, I know you're a Liverpool fan. Did you watch it last night, Friday night football?
Yeah, I did. I was made up.
Yeah.
Delighted.